What up? Y'all like the unis? I like the unis. They're pretty sweet. Look good, play good. That's my motto.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Popple. The Giants have won three in a row as they knock off the Raiders 24-20. We'll talk about it over the next half hour with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, this is a team, the Giants, coming off a bye against a Raiders team that was kind of beaten up last week in the game against Philadelphia.
Well, the Giants showed resilience, but, you know, coming off a bye, there's always kind of a concern that you've lost your momentum, guys got a little lackadaisical, and you can see early on a little bit of that show, but they got themselves focused.
Well, the Giants won the coin toss. They elected to receive when early disaster struck.
Janikowski punches one that bounds at the 10 to the 15. Jernigan picks it up at the 5, races up to the 20, and fumbles the football. Picked out of midair by the Raiders, running down the right sideline with it is Andre Holmes, and he is knocked out inside the 10 at the 5.
See what you can do about it now. Don't worry about it no more. It's going to affect your whole game if you let it, if you worry about it. You feel me? Hey.
Carl, not a good start for the Giants there in Jarrell Jernigan with the Raiders starting at the 5-yard line.
Well, it's a real tough spot to put your defense in to start the game. And, you know, you can't have that, especially the way the team is constructed now.
Yeah, especially with the Raiders, you know, flying east. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And immediately Oakland has life. They've got first and goal at the 5. Rashad Jennings runs for 4 yards, so that sets up second and goal for the Raiders at the 1.
Pryor is going to keep it. He's not going to get in. Oh, the near side says yes, he broke the plane. So Pryor does break the plane, and the Raiders on 2 runs have the lead, and we are less than a minute in.
Carl, the Giant defense could not keep the Raiders out of the end zone. What kind of mindset does this set early in the game when you're quickly down 7-0 like that?
Well, the way that they scored, you know, they had to defend 5 yards. So it's not a devastating blow because they really hadn't started the game yet. They just spotted them 7.
All right. The Giants get the ball back after an incomplete pass to Victor Cruz. A 7-yard run for Andre Brown, making his return to the lineup for the first time since the preseason. But then Eli Manning gets sacked by Usama Young, and the Giants have to punt the ball away. So the Raiders start at their own 27-yard line, and they put together a pretty good drive. They start moving the ball down the field, but the drive is halted at the 48-yard line. So the Raiders send out their punting unit when the Giants special teams makes a play of their own.
Takes a wobbly snap. Giants blocked by the Giants right up the middle. DeMontre Moore blocked it, picked up by Cooper Taylor to the 5, touchdown Giants. A pair of rookies, DeMontre Moore with the block, Cooper Taylor with the scoop and score.
I was so excited and so happy and ecstatic. Pumped for DeMontre. Really, that's the guy who should get the credit to come through and block like that. Perfect block. So it was just awesome, awesome opportunity.
Carl, a couple of rookies contribute. DeMontre Moore gets the second block punt of the season. Talk a little bit about what he's been able to do as far as attacking at the line of scrimmage.
Well, you know, you talk about a guy who's not going to be playing every down as a defensive lineman. He has to have value in special teams. And using the same type of speed and leverage that he would as a defensive end, he used it in a punt situation and was able to block.
Raiders get the ball back. They travel 16 yards. They have to punt the ball away. Victor Cruz, 8-yard catch from the Giant 15. Andre Brown runs for 7, first and 10. Then Peyton Hillis gets only 1 yard. And then Eli Manning gets sacked So the Giants find themselves in trouble again. This is a 3rd-and-20 situation coming up.
Well, and it's not favorable for the type of offensive line that they have. They want to stay in third and manageable situations.
Well, the Giants figure, let's try something conservative, but it doesn't work out that way.
3rd-and-20. Blitz on, screen left for Hillis. Fumbled the football. It's loose on the ground. And the Raiders come out of it with the ball at the Giant 22.
Carl, the Giants are trying to play it safe, and Peyton Hillis just puts the ball on the ground. So two turnovers for the Giants already.
Yeah, and that's not how you want to start. You have a play that's designed to at least try to get you some yardage, if not a first down, and you put it on the ground. You're giving the opposing team good field position again.
Yeah, so they start at the Giant 21, but Jason Pierre-Paul gets a sack on first down, which sets up advantageous down and distance for the defense, but it's only his second sack in the last 15 games.
Well, it was a much-needed sack, and he showed the explosiveness. You could tell that he felt a lot more energized and healthier in this game.
Yeah, so the Giant defense gets a stop there, and they hold the Raiders to 3 points. So it's 10-7 in favor of the Raiders. That's how we end the first quarter. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second quarter here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. The Raiders lead the Giants 10-7. Early second quarter, the Raiders punt the ball. Excellent punt, pinning the Giants at the 10-yard line. The first play is Brown in a 2-yard run. Then Manning hits Cruz for 14 yards. The Giants kind of get on a little bit of a roll here. They don't even face any third downs for a while. And you could see this offense trying to get into some type of rhythm.
Yeah, they established a rhythm. And I think they started off with Andre Brown. That kind of sets the tone for the offense and for the how the defense is going to play them.
The Giants face their second third down on this drive. It's 3rd-and-3 at the Oakland 5-yard line when Eli Manning goes to a reliable source.
Manning out of the gun. Drops back to throw. He lobs one right for Randall to the end zone. He makes the catch. Did he get the feet in? Yes! Touchdown! For Randall, his 5th touchdown catch of the season.
Go get it. Great job, all right? Good? Smart, good football. You know you can do it. Smart, good football. All right. Hey, nice job,
man. Way to go. Carl, the catch by Reuben Randall, fantastic. Eli puts the ball in the perfect spot, and the Giants now have the lead.
Yeah, he threw it right at the pylon, and good job by Randall of focusing because he did have a defender on him, and he was able to pull that in with one hand.
All right, let's talk about some pressure on the quarterback because the Raiders move the ball to the Giant 38-yard line. Terrell Pryor gets called for a big intentional grounding. They were doing a good job of kind of keeping him contained. We know he was a little bit gimpy, but they didn't create escape routes for him.
No, they didn't create escape routes, and they kind of relegated his runs to just, you know, the yardage gained, no break tackles, no miss moves or anything like that, and then short passes.
Yeah, so the Raiders find themselves in a 3rd and forever, a 3rd and 34. They punt the ball to the Giants. They're starting at their own 3-yard line. Andre Brown gets 9 yards on first down. Then he runs for a yard, gets the first down. Now the Giants are kind of feeling it. This is normally Eli Manning time, inside of 2 minutes. Can they get that late score at the end of the first half? But for the Giants, things have not gone according to form at all this season.
So now the Giants moving the football. Big third down conversion with 1:28 to go. Manning back to throw. Gets hit, throws it left, intercepted. This will be a pick six for Tracy Porter. And he walks in from the 5, touchdown.
He did have a guy coming off the corner. He did have one up the middle. And we had a basic route on. I think he let it go and didn't even see the nickel, but he was there.
Well, Tracy Porter did it against Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Now he does it against Eli Manning as a member of the Oakland Raiders. Porter, of course, formerly of New Orleans. But this is a real killer call because Reuben Randall had a 25-yard catch on a 3rd-and-11 on the previous play. Did Manning just not see Porter, and was he? Did he bait him in that situation?
Well, I think it was a combination of both, but there was also a lot of pressure. Eli took a big hit as he's delivering that ball.
The Giants get the ball back, and they get a first down to kind of get out of harm's way, but Tom Coughlin says, you know what, let's just run out this first half. Let's regroup back in the locker room with the Giants trailing by three. 17-14 in favor of the Raiders. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter, and the Raiders lead the Giants 17-14. And, Carl, the Raiders go on a long, time-consuming drive to start the third quarter. The Giants wound up holding them to a field goal, but they had first and goal at the one. The big play is on a third and goal at the one. The Raiders are the ones that make a mistake. They get called for a false start. But then the Giant defense gets pressure on the quarterback. There's a holding penalty. They hold them to 3 points to keep it within a one-score game.
Yeah, and that was a good job, too, because that was literally a drive that they bent but didn't break. Gave up a few big runs that kept the drive alive, but when they got down there at crunch time, they were able to keep them out of the end zone.
One of the things that the Giants have always done well is their first offensive possession of the second half. But this year, Carl, 7 punts and 2 turnovers, and again they go 3 and out. Why can't this team come out and grab control of a game?
It's almost as if you've got to prepare for 2 halves. You almost have to coach the second half, the beginning of the second half, as if you're starting the game. You've got to have the energy, and you also have to have the performance from the players.
After a poor punt by Steve Weatherford, only a 27-yarder, the Raiders start at the Giants' 48-yard line, and they're able to convert a 2nd and 12, and they are now threatening to make this a 2-score game. The Raiders have a 3rd and 9 at the Giants' 33-yard line, which sets up our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Fryer out of the gun. Play clock at 1. Takes the snap. Zips one right. Intercepted by the Giants. Terrell Thomas running down the left sideline. Cuts right to the 30. To the 25. Chased by Pryor. Dips under his tackle. To the 10. To the 5. Ball is fumbled in the end zone. It rolls out of the back of the end zone. So Terrell Thomas fumbled it, but they ruled him down at the 3. So it's 1st and goal Giants. Terrell Thomas with his first interception since 2010 when he had 5.
Everyone knows his story and how he's fought back from injuries, and he's been a consistent, you know, just a great atmosphere around him. And, you know, for him to come back and continue to play, he had Defensive Player of the Week, you know, 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia, and had another awesome game tonight, I mean today. So for him, man, I'm hoping that he continues to do this because he's a big part of our success.
That's our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. Terrell Thomas, Carl, you think about the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after the Philadelphia game, and now he gets his first interception since 2010. Gets it to the 5-yard line, but tremendous awareness by Thomas.
Yeah, perseverance paid off in a lot of ways for him, but the adjustment that the defense made in the second half to try to cut off or trap off some of those short passes, he was there and made a great play and kept running, trying to get in the end zone.
All right, so the Giants start at the 5-yard line. After the fumble, it was reviewed, but Thomas was down by contact. Andre Brown runs for 4 yards. Then there's a pass interference in the end zone on a pass play intended for Akeem Nicks. So it's 1st and goal Giants at the 1 when they dial up Andre Brown again.
1st and goal at the 1. High set. Manning, handoff left for Brown. He follows Connor into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants.
Perseverance does pay off, and he is a guy that has persevered. You know, him in one game coming back, hadn't been hit, literally, you know. And that was my concern going in, was ball security. He hadn't even been tackled.
Andre Brown pounds it in from a yard out. Now, the Andre Brown story is incredible in itself, but talk about the lead block of John Connor and what John Connor means to the 2013 Giants offense.
Well, John Connor, the physical play, is just an element of downhill running, and that's something that this offensive line needs, and he's, in essence, another offensive lineman. He's your guy that leads through on linebackers, and when they're there, believe me, even if they know it's coming, they do not want that contact with a guy like Connor.
Connor clears the way for Andre Brown's touchdown run, and the Giants now back in front 21-20. Raiders get the ball back, but they're forced to punt. That's the final play of the third quarter. When we come back, we'll tell you about the fourth quarter as we continue here on MSG with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we start the fourth quarter. Giants in front 21-20, and Carl, the Giants start a methodical drive from their own 25-yard line. It doesn't start off well because Andre Brown loses 4 yards on first down, but then Akeem Nicks with a 25-yard reception. They hit a 3rd and 5 to Victor Cruz for 15 yards. A 3rd and 1 pass play goes to Andre Brown. So now the Giants appear to be ready to kind of grab control of this football game.
Yeah, in a rhythm, everything's going well, and they really do have the defense on their heels.
Giants have a 1st and goal at the 4. Brown goes for 2. He loses 3. Manning is incomplete. He had Victor Cruz, but sometimes the pressure or perceived pressure forces a quarterback to kind of rush his internal clock, doesn't it?
Yeah, he had Victor Cruz that probably would have waltzed in, but just sensing that something was coming, he let the ball go, and it was behind Victor.
The Giants settle for a field goal, so it's 24-20. Raiders get the ball, they go 3 and out. Giants get the ball back, they go 3 and out. Now the Raiders have the ball with 4:55 to go in the game. They start at their own 33-yard line. They lose 2 on a sack by Keith Rivers on Pryor. The Raiders face a 3rd and 10 at the Oakland 46-yard line. And again, the Giants are trying to dial up the pressure and close this game out, and that's when Mathias Kiwanuka steps to the forefront.
Pryor takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets sacked and fumbles the football, recovered by the Giants at the 45. Kiwanuka comes up with the sack. Cullen Jenkins recovered it. 4th sack of the day for the Giants.
I mean, he definitely held the ball longer than average, but, I mean, it was a good, you know, design call. I was just fighting and continuing to rush, and, you know, it was at the point where if he still had the ball in his hand, I was going to try to take it out.
Everybody eat.
The Giants pass rush culminating with Mathias Kiwanuka, and Carl, there was good coverage downfield because he had to really work to get that sack.
Yeah, he really did. He went the long way and he just stayed with it. And as you said, the coverage down the field was really what enabled him to have the time to get there.
All right, now the Giants want to run the game out and the Raiders are using their 3 timeouts. So they don't want to give Oakland the ball back with a chance to make a play and who knows what happens with a touchdown of some sort. So the Giants need to get a 1st down. If they can get a 1st down, they pretty much ice this game. So it's 3rd and 5 at the Oakland 29-yard line when once again the Giants use their run game and the man of the day, Andre Brown.
Manning handoff for Brown. Finds a cutback lane. He's got the 1st down inside the 25 to the 24, and he's cut down there.
I mean, honestly, man, we really haven't lost any of that optimism. Even at 0-6, we felt as though we could still, climb out of the hole we were in. We still are in the hole, but obviously it feels good to have 3 in a row here and 2 more games in a row at home, and we're starting to play with a lot of confidence. And, that's something that hopefully we can continue to build on and continue to, get back in this race.
Carl, this is a guy that's come back from so many injuries in his career and was going to be a central part of this team at the start of the year, hurt in the last preseason game, then spending the 1st 8 weeks watching, getting himself back up to speed. You got to feel good for a guy like Andre Brown being able to seal the game right there.
Well, feeling good for him and also the contribution that he's making. His return is so timely given the state of how the passing game has gone. He really gives them a big reprieve.
So the Giants hold on for a 24-20 win. After the game, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin in the locker room.
Hey, the reason we won the football game is one reason. We believed we could win.
Yes, sir.
We believed we could win. Now, do we ever make this thing easy? Of course not. We don't know any way to do that. All we do is make it hard on ourselves back and forth. But we matched what they did. If you really look at it, we matched back and forth what they did. And in the end, our defense rose up. Our offense kept the ball with the running game. And we got a guy back here named Andre Brown.
Schwartz.
Congratulations to everybody. That's a hell of a win. It was not easy. We knew it wasn't going to be, but we got it. We won three in a row. We keep the dream alive.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go.
Say it loud.
Let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team.
Giants.
Obviously, great feelings in the Giants locker room, Carl. They've won three in a row. It wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination. Now they got Green Bay coming up next. What are some of the areas this team has to fix if they want to make a real run at this division title?
Well, I would say first and foremost, facing a team that doesn't have their top two quarterbacks, the focus will shine brightly on special teams. They're going to try to make a play. They know the Giants have been vulnerable in that area all year. That's where they're going to try to steal a play. So the special teams will really have to be good, and they're going to have to shore up pass protection.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Giants can't relax because of the hole that they dug themselves in to start the season. But three in a row for the Giants, part of this three-game homestand. They've got the first of the three out of the way with the win against the Raiders. Up next, the Green Bay Packers. We'll rewind it for you next week here on MSG. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.